Hello everyone, welcome back to the Solve Your Acquaintance podcast. My name is Zanele Mguni. I hope you have been well. I have also been very well. I am okay. This past Saturday, South Africa commemorated and celebrated Women's Day. I hope you also commemorated in ways that are meaningful to you. I know there were so many events. I am also from one. I hope you benefited from them and you were also able to make a meaningful contribution. You should always try to participate when attending such events. I don't know which events you are attending, but try to be present and intentional and participate and engage, right? I don't know about you, but I've been sitting with a few thoughts since the weekend. Since Women's Day, because the day is always such an interesting time for me. There's the celebration part, right, where we get together, hear powerful messages, motivational messages, you know, sermons and so on and so forth. And you see women doing incredible things. And then there's that quiet part afterwards, the part where you go home, make a cup of tea or coffee and start thinking about your own life. And I've always had moments after Women's Day events where I feel inspired, right? I do feel inspired, but I've also had moments where I start comparing. You know, I don't like comparing, and I know that comparison is a thief of joy. That's what people say. But it happens to me sometimes. You listen to these inspirational stories and it's like, I see other women moving. These women are achieving and doing great, exciting things, especially if it's things that I have been contemplating or thinking about and thinking about how to start or how to do. And, you know, you see other people doing those things, launching things. And you are thinking, huh, I am behind. I'm sure I'm not the only one. I'm sure you've had those feelings. So I know that I'm not behind. In many ways, I am not behind. I may not be where I want to be, but that does not mean I am not content. However, sometimes these thoughts of comparing myself and looking at what the other person is doing versus what I'm doing, you know, they come to me where I forget for a moment who I am and whose I am, right? The funny thing is, when I talk to some of those same women that inspire me, they'll say to me, your life is moving so fast. You are doing so well, doing so great, achieving so many things. And I'm thinking, wait, you're talking about me? Fast? Because where I'm sitting, it doesn't feel that way. That's how I ended up working at Spa as my first job. Because I felt like other people that I've gone to school with, especially high school, I thought some of them are working, you know, looking next door, looking at what other people are doing instead of focusing on your own journey. And you're thinking, hi, man, even if it's an entry job, but other people are already making their own incomes. And here I am. I'm not. Let me go find work. And I spoke to my mom. And we made it happen. And then I went to work at Spa. Okay, it was very short-lived. It was only for 2 months. But I worked because I was comparing myself. I had no business working at that age. I think I finished high school when I was 17. Went to tertiary immediately. So 18, 19, 21, I think. Then the year I was going to turn 21, I think, then I started working. I was 20 still, but it was 3 years since I had, you know, completed my matric, and I had already was almost done with my first undergrad. So there was a period where I was not going to school for the first semester for many reasons. It's a story for another day, but it is a story I'm going to tell someday. So there was that first semester where I was not going to school, and I just felt like my life is just, you know, not moving. And then my mom made phone calls, and then I went to work. And then I decided, I don't want to work with these people. And then I left after 2 months. But that's what I'm trying to say to you. I feel like my life is low. I feel like things are not moving fast enough because I know the work I'm putting in behind the scenes, and the results are just not coming quick enough. But the people looking from outside are thinking, hi, Sanele, you, at your age, you know, you have done so well. This is what you have. This is, and I'm thinking, okay, different views. But this has made me realize that the way we view our journeys is often completely different from how other people see it. From the outside, someone might think you are flying, but on the inside, you might be wondering if you are, if you have even left the ground, or you are just still standing there. And I think that's where so much of our pressure comes from. It's not other people putting pressure on us. It's us putting pressure on ourselves. We are not always measuring against our own progress. We are comparing against someone else's highlight reel, because most often than not, we only share on social media and other platforms, we only share our achievements and not the process. We don't share what goes behind the achievement. We don't share the tears, the sleepless nights, you know, the writing down, the scratching and staring again. We don't share that. We only share the achievements. And then the other people looking in will think, oh, okay, they are just succeeding, you know, one success after the other, one success. And then they don't know that it takes time, work and effort. And I always say this, I think if you listen to my podcast, you'll always hear me saying something like this, that it takes work, time and effort to get where you want to go, to achieve the things that you want, right? So I've been telling myself lately, I don't want to move out of pressure. No, I want to move out of intention. For me, moving with intention means I am clear on why I'm doing something. And I'm not doing something because everyone is doing it. Not because it looks good online. Not because it will make me look like I'm on track. For example, I wanted to start a Women's Month series because I knew everyone would be doing something related to women empowerment and so on and so forth during this time, especially in August. And I thought this will be a perfect time for me to also do something as a build-up to the actual Women's Day, and then again have something on the actual day. But then talking to one of my sisters who was telling me that she started her own podcast in 2021. And there were years where she only recorded less than 5 episodes, for example, because she always wanted it to be meaningful. She was not under pressure to do anything. She is doing it when it has meaning. And that was my aha moment. I'm like, that's it. I want to choose things because they matter to me, because they fit the bigger picture I have for my life, and because they align with my values. Now, that doesn't mean I am sitting around waiting for life to happen to me. You know, I'm not just waiting around. It just means I'm not running a race I didn't even sign up for. Because I think that's what we do most of the time. We find ourselves in these races that we are not even supposed to be part of because everyone else is running. So I must start running too. I don't even know where I'm running to. And sometimes I think about life like planting. planting a seed. When you put a seed in the ground, you don't dig it up every morning to check if it's growing. You water it, you give it sunlight, you wait, and then one day it sprouts. Our journeys are like that. Some seeds take weeks, some take years, but the timing is still right for each one. People can be blooming in one area of their lives, and that's what you see, while they are still planting seeds in another. That's what you're not seeing. Just because you see someone thriving in their career doesn't mean their relationships or their health or their personal growth are in the same season. We all have different timelines for different things. I've had to remind myself of that. I've had to remind myself of this thing, especially after this past Women's Day. Because it's so easy to hear someone's story, see their achievements, and forget that there's so much behind the scenes we'll never know. Right? So I canceled all that plan because I realized it was not my plan. It was a plan because I wanted to be part of the race that I knew other people would be running around the month of August. So I didn't do the series. Maybe I'll do it next week, towards the end of August or in September. It doesn't have to be on someone else's timeline, right? So this week, let's remind ourselves, maybe beyond this week even, why am I doing this? Whatever it is that you're doing, why are you doing it? Is it really your dream, or are you just borrowing someone else's timeline? Are you doing all these things because you are afraid of being left behind? Or is there something else going on? Just think about that. Here's what I know. Life is not a one-size-fits-all journey. There's no one universal right age or right time for anything. Always remember that. You are not late. You are not behind. I certainly am not. And you are not missing out just because your path doesn't look like hers or theirs or mine. We all get caught up sometimes. We scroll and feel like everyone else has this life thing figured out. But the truth is, even the people you think are ahead have their own quiet moments of wondering if they are enough. So as we move through the rest of August and the rest of the year, let's carry the energy of Women's Day, the pride, the celebration, the unity. Ne? But without the pressure to prove that we are doing enough every second of the day. Let's choose our steps on purpose, even if they are small, even if they don't make sense to anyone else right now. Because when you move with intention, you don't have to rush. You know you are building something, and you know that building takes time. And actually, you are building something that will matter. Not just for today, but for the long run. Amen. That's what's been on my mind since this past Saturday and today. Until next time, keep taking care of yourself and giving yourself the space to grow. God bless you and goodbye. Until the next episode.